And I was coughing. This old nigger came along. It was in the summertime. He had on an overcoat. He said it wouldn't keep out the heat. It would keep out the cold anyhow. He stopped and looked at me until I came up for air the last time. He said, got a whooping cough, ain't you? I said, I sure have. Well, he said, I tell you what'll cure it. I said, well, I've tried everything else in the world. What do you say? He said, back in slavery time, they always refer to slavery time, my ma had 8 children and said we all had whooping cough. And said she went out in the woods and found an old hornet nest and brought it home and cut it up with her shears and boiled it in a pot of water and gave us a gourd dip and said, now drink all you can hold. And said we did and we never coughed another time. And I came home and looked all over the country for a hornet nest.
Well, this power of suggestion is pretty powerful in many of those things, don't you think?
I imagine so. These old... But you know, they've found that some of those old remedies have a basis of
medical
fact behind them. And I don't know about the hornet nest or the pig knuckles, but or the mole foot, but...
did you ever have to drink sassafras tea?
No, but that was quite a remedy back in my younger days out in the country. A lot of the old people did drink it.
What was that supposed to be for?
Coughs, colds, anything, any pulmonary troubles. And they use it for tonic too, I understand. Spring tonic.
Did they grow? Or does it grow?
It grows wild. There's just thickets of it. I've just seen worlds of it. Mm-hmm. It grows wild. Mm-hmm. And they use it for various purposes.
I have just a few more of these to ask you. Suppose that somebody says that her neighbor hardly got the news when she came right over, and then how would she say to tell me? She hardly got the news and she came right over. Would she say for to tell me?
Well, that expression not used much now. I came for to tell you so-and-so. That's just about gone out, but formerly that was used. I've heard it used. Came for to tell you so-and-so. Mm-hmm. But that's not used much now. I haven't heard it in a long time.
And if somebody does something that doesn't make much sense, what would people...
Outlandish.
Outlandish, and then they say, now just look at that, what? Okay, what kind of word would you use for an adult who had done things that didn't make much sense?
Well, that's a good word, that outlandish. Mm-hmm. That's used quite...
What would you call him, the person doing it? See, now just look at that fool.
Well, you could say that.
Or is that too strong?
A little too strong. Call him an idiot.
I see.
Idiotic. Idiotic, say.
But if you say that fool is really, really pretty strong.
Yeah, that's getting a little strong.
And suppose somebody smiles a lot, ordinarily kind of grouchy, but he smiles a lot. You say, well, you seem to be in good what?
Pretty good humor.
How would you... talk about getting an envelope ready for a letter. What I'm looking for is different ways to use address or address.
Back it. They all back it. That's the illiterate expression. I've had a many when I come in the post office and say, I wish you'd back this from it to so-and-so. I mean address it. Uh-huh. I had a nigger girl come in the office one day and asked me to back this letter to Washington, D.C. I said, well, you have to have some person to back it to. Who do you want to send it to? Oh, nobody special, just Washington, D.C. I said, well, that's just foolish. You don't want to do it. Who would they give the letter to after it got to Washington, D.C.? And she never would tell me. And she went on out. And directly I saw her slip back in, and the letter was addressed to the president, Washington, D.C. Now, she wouldn't tell me that, see. Mm-hmm.